when wine is on trial, the gossip is dishy.
Hot goss.
The judges are drunk.
Wasted.
The verdicts are random.
So random.
This is True Crimes Against Wine.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of
True Crimes
Against Wine.
I'm Judge Rachel.
Sidebar edition.
Yes. I'm still Judge Rachel.
I'm Judge Topher.
And we have a question for you today, Judge Topher.
Okay.
It's about drinks that you regret from our listener, Libby.
Oh, hi, Libby.
Hey, so I just made Judge Topher drink some drinks that I think he regrets.
I regret them so much.
And to be fair, I will also sample them while we kind of talk about some other things that we've regretted.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we got, Judge Topher?
So today we're doing a special cocktail that is a vodka base with two different mixers. They both come from Ghost. Is that right?
Yes. Ghost is the energy drink brand.
Yeah. We have, first of all, an orange cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got sour apple warhead.
Okay. I'm going to try the orange cream first.
That's a wise choice.
Okay. It's very sweet.
It's extremely sweet.
You could drink it. You could finish this whole drink. I wouldn't choose to.
Yeah.
But I'll let you sip on that while I sample the other one. Oh, boy.
God, it's so sweet.
This isn't so bad.
Are you serious? That one was disgusting.
Okay, you sip it. Did it mellow out?
Fine, I'll try it again.
So go to our TikTok if you want to see Judge Topher's first impressions of these.
Ugh.
He's still not a fan.
No. It tastes like somebody vomited up sour apple.
Yeah, I like it. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not. It's not great. It has a very bad aftertaste to it.
Yes, it does. I'm going to wash it away with this.
So, Libby, to answer your question, I think kind of the classic Red Bull vodka was like a drink I regret from my early 20s in college.
I've never had a vodka Red Bull.
It's not good.
I can't imagine it would be. I don't like the taste of Red Bull.
Mm. Then you won't like a Red Bull vodka.
Yeah.
What's some of the drinks that you regret?
So this particular drink makes me think of sour apple martinis.
Oh, yes.
Which I used to drink when I was in my early 20s when I go to like dive bars and stuff.
And they were so in style and fashion too.
Yes. And I don't know why, because they're disgusting. They use like the fake sour apple mix.
Yeah.
And it's so sweet and so just like gross. And then you always have a headache the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. These are both headache drinks.
Yeah.
So I think I had sour apple martinis. Maybe why this one I'm sipping on is bringing that nostalgia. Where I thought I was so sophisticated drinking a martini.
Ugh.
When you're like, you're 22 and you're like, you think you know everything.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm the coolest. Give me a sour apple martini. Thinking you're on Sex in the City or something.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was always drinks that you never really knew what to order, but you saw somebody else order it and you're like, okay, I guess I'll get that. Or that was like the cool thing at the time.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever do Four Locos?
Yes.
Oh, Judge Topher. Was that a regret?
Regrets. I went through a whole Four Loko phase with my roommate at the time.
Mm.
We would drink like two a night.
Oh, my God. How are you alive?
I know. By the skin of my teeth.
So I think that was like a similar vibe to like the vodka Red Bull, where like you have the energy aspect to it, but also the alcohol.
Now, they had changed the recipe for Four Loko because it's now illegal to sell it the way that it used to be, because people were like dying.
Yeah, because it's not good for me.
Yeah. So it was basically just a malt liquor drink at that point that I would drink. And I had my preferred flavors.
Oh, no. What were they?
Margarita and watermelon.
Oh.
I loved those.
Would
now
you?
I have since had one.
Okay, I was going to ask, like, would you try it again?
This was several years ago now, but I had a nostalgic night with my roommate. You know, we hadn't lived together in years.
Yeah.
And we had just one night where I had a sleepover with him. And we were like, let's recreate our mid-20s and like drink Four Locos.
Oh, no.
And we were both just like, why did we do this? After like a couple of sips, you're like, no, we're grown-ups now.
It was immediate, like, nope.
Nope. Not revisiting that part of my past.
Yeah. Any other drinks that you regret really drinking? Not like I ordered this at a restaurant, it wasn't quite the flavor I was like.
Right.
But a drink that you're just like, that was a mistake.
Anything involving the pre-batched shots. where the shooter boys in the gay bars would go around selling them. I used to be a shooter boy. I would sell them. And they're like prepackaged Alabama slammers and things gross, like that. Yeah. Oh, they're so nasty.
Yeah.
What about you?
It was a lot of like going to like a college party or like right after college party and somebody making some sort of like jungle juice sort of thing.
Where it was just, the jungle juice will get you.
It was just a lot of like alcohol, but then a lot of sweet mixers to hide the alcohol taste. And obviously, I don't have much of a palate now, but imagine me like 20 years ago, not much of a palate, just being like, okay, I'll drink it, whatever. And they were so sweet that you were fooled by the amount of alcohol in it. So you kept drinking it. And then you got to the point in the evening too, where you were drunk, you knew you were drunk, but you just kept deciding to keep going.
Yeah.
Mistake. Nothing good ever came from that. That was always like massive hangover, barfing, not good.
The sugar is just not good for you it's in that not. Way. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
Not that the alcohol is great for you either, but right. the sugar compounded on top of the alcohol is a recipe for bleh.
Yeah, those are just not good.
Yeah. Well, we would love to know some drinks that our listeners regret. If you would like to reach out to us and in the comment section, let us know. It's always fun to revisit our unfortunate pasts.
Yes. You can reach us at truecrimesagainstwine@gmail.com, TikTok.
As well as Facebook and Instagram. And thank you, Libby, for that question.
Yeah, and we're going to send you some swag.
We sure are.
Yeah, all right.
Well, until next time, I guess, cheers.
Cheers. Woo!
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.